You think about the four mitzvahs of Purim, the Shalach Malach Matanis of Yonim Mikra Megillah and Seuda, is start to think about them. Certainly, if you want to experience Purim deeply, you want Purim to make an impact on us, the only way for that to happen, Purim is a very busy day. Typically, the way Yom Tov, the way we ensure that Yom Tov impacts us substantively, we're not only experiencing and doing, but learning and thinking as well. Which is easier, perhaps, on a longer Yom Tov, which is challenging on a shorter Yom Tov, and Purim is incredibly difficult. We're so busy and it's so quick, and sometimes it feels like it's over before it's begun. We have a couple weeks in advance to begin to think and put ideas into place, get our minds ticking. We can set ourselves up for success, not only in terms of enjoying Purim in the moment, but being impacted and shaped and polished by a Purim in a more permanent way, to emerge from Purim differently than we entered. A riddle to think about, you think about the four mitzvahs, bechlal, probably good to think analytically about the four mitzvahs. One of those four is very different from the other three. One of those four is very different from the other three. If you thought about it, probably could have a lot of answers. But let me give you sort of a universal principle. The Gemara has a rule about how Chazal craft Dina Midrabanan. All the mitzvahs of Purim, of course, are Midrabanan. Gemara tells us that as much as possible, when Chazal created and invented Dina Midrabanan, they tried to make it rather than just an invention out of whole cloth, something totally new. As much as possible, they tried to borrow patterns that already exist min HaTorah in some Din D'oraisa or another, and use them in weaving, in fabricating new Din D'rabbanan, so it would be fit in to the pattern, the expanse of Torah Shel Peh. Kol Tikkun Rabbanan, Ke'en D'oraisa Tikkun. Gemara tells us, Chazal crafted Din D'rabbanan, be Ke'en D'oraisa. It'll be similar to some D'oraisa or another. There's a Din D'rabbanan, Tchum Shabbos, 2,000 hours. Well, the end of Chumash has a Din D'oraisa, or Elavim, also 2,000 hours. And they're Dinim Drabbanan of lighting mirrors, they're Dinim Daraisa of lighting mirrors. And so on and so forth. They're Dinim Drabbanan of washing hands, they're Dinim Daraisa washing hands. You think about the four mitzvahs of Purim. Now, Mikra Megillah, that's Kriyas HaTorah. Mikra Megillah is Limud HaTorah, certainly fits into Dinim Daraisa. Mataras of Yonim is easy, that actually is the fulfillment of the mitzvahs of Daraisa. Tzedakah, Midrabbanan, you have, now, Torah, you have a chiyuv to give tzedakah every single day. Midrabbanan, you're mechuyev to give tzedakah on Purim. Okay. And Seudas Purim is not a Doraisa, but clearly it's patterned after the Din Doraisa of Seudas Yom Tov. Shalach Manos, it's a strange bird. It's to give presents to friends. Now how do you, where does that fit in? Seems like it has no pattern. I mean, there are mitzvahs of giving presents, but the Matanas Kahuna, opinion of Ben, that's very different. If you think about it, Mishloach Man is sort of like the odd man out. The odd man out, it seems not to fit the way Chazal usually make Din Rabbanan. Which gets us thinking maybe there's something deeper here. There's probably a lot to think about. But for now, consider the following. You open a Rambam to the end of Hilchos Megillah. Spends most of Hilchos Megillah on Megillah. Because most of the halachic material about the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah, at the end, he quickly runs through the other three mitzvahs. There's less to say about the other three mitzvahs. He talks about the mitzvah of Seuda. He says you have a mitzvah of Seuda on Purim. Like any Seudas Yom Tov, Basar and Yayin. Here the Basar and Yayin is perhaps more expansive than a typical Yom Tov. And then he says, V'chein, and so too, there's a mitzvah of Mishloach Manos. Well, and so too. What does one do the other? So many Acharon point out that it sounds like the Rambam understood that this is not an independent, separate mitzvah. It's not that there's a mitzvah of Seuda, there's a mitzvah of Mishloach Manos, never the twain shall meet. But rather, the Rambam seems to be giving us the sense that Seuda Yom Tov is always with Basar and Yayin, and Seuda Yom Tov, you always want to, as Rambam tells us, as the Tanan and Rambam tells, Seuda Yom Tov, you always want to include others, including others perhaps who have less. But Seudas Purim is even more expansive. The Basar and Yayin are perhaps taken to a greater shear, and the breadth of one Seuda also is taken to even greater shear. Not only do I invite others to my table, but I'm going to take part in others' Seudos as well. I'm going to give some basar to this one. I'm going to give some food to that one. So my su'ud, I'll have a part of, I'm going to participate in many different su'udas around town. The one I'm actually sitting at, as well as other su'udas where they're eating my pickles, and they're eating my salami, and they're eating my rolls. So we're, each of us is participating in multiple su'udas. And the su'udas Purim is more expanded through the mitzvah of Mishloach Manos. It's perhaps why when the Rambam gives us the list of what to use for Mishloach Manos, and the Rambam's list, the ideal is basar, which is very understandable because basar is the one food that's on the official menu. It's required to be on the menu of a food for Suda's Purim. So that'd be the ideal way to participate in your Suda, perhaps to give some of your basar as well. Once you start thinking about the way in which Mishloach Manos is an expansion of Suda's Purim, there are many things to say about that, but let's expand even further. Because the Rambam goes on to talk about the next mitzvah, Matanos L'Avyonim, a line that's quote, that we'll see quoted, no doubt, appropriately in fundraising letters over the next couple of weeks. The Rambam talks about budgeting and asset allocation. I have a certain amount of money to spend on Purim, so more should go to Matanos L'Avyonim than to Mishloach Manos and to Sudas Purim. So we're familiar probably with that Rambam, but there's a nuance to that Rambam as well. You'd expect him to say, it makes sense to put more funds towards Matanos L'Avyonim, to triage Matanos L'Avyonim over and above Mishloach Manos and Suda, because making others happy is more than important than making myself happy. That's what you would have thought. It's more important to take care of him than to enjoy my own simcha. If you read the Rambam Solon carefully, he doesn't seem to say that. He seems to say, I'll get more simcha. I'll have a deeper, more lasting simcha from taking care of others than from filling my belly. So yes, it's important to fill my belly, to have my own suda and other people's sudas, but there's even greater, deeper, more durable simcha, my own simcha, from Matanos L'Avyonim. Which gives us a lot to think about. And also, so far now, three mitzvahs are linked together. There are three mitzvahs of simcha. I express simcha through my own eating, sudas purim. I express simcha through taking part in other people's sudas, through my mishloach manos, and I express the simchas hanefesh through taking care of others' needs. And finally, if you back up the Rambam a little bit, actually, if you keep going forward into the Hilchos Chanukah, he returns back to talk about the Megillah in a remarkable way. Because in the third paragraph of the Hilchos Chanukah, the Rambam discusses halachas of challah and quotes a Gemara's conversation about which days do and don't have challah. Well, there is challah on Sukkot, but there isn't challah on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. There is challah on Chanukah, but not on Purim. It talks about why. The Rambam, the Gemara has several explanations of what happened to challah on Purim. The one that the Rambam quotes, the halacha, is that of Rav Nachman, that there is a challah on Purim. Just that the challah on Purim is not typical, but the Megillah serves as a challah. Now the Rambam just told us earlier in that halacha, in talking about Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, that challah is meant to be an expression of extraordinary simcha. Rambam writes, there is no challah on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, then the Rambam paraphrases the Gemara, because there isn't that type of excessive simcha. There is simcha on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, but it's muted, it's counterbalanced, and that's what, not enough simcha to express for the expression of halal. Meaning that when the Rambam tells us that on Purim there is halal, instead of the typical nusach we use the Megillah, meaning the way we express, as he just told us, halal is a way of giving expression to simcha's yantav, the way we express the simcha of Purim is specifically through Mikra Megillah. So what emerges, by looking at the differences between the four different mitzvahs of Purim, we've arrived at a common theme. Different ways of expressing simcha. But all of them are about simcha's Purim. You express simcha physically, most physically through my own eating, as well as through participating, giving to other people's sudos. And then there are two different types of simcha sanefesh. The simcha sanefesh of giving to others, and the simcha sanefesh of the unique halal of the Megillah, of noticing, unlike in the typical halal, we're talking about Nisan, Guluyin, Betetan, Solom, and Mitzrayim, the deeper, perhaps, simcha of noticing that Kadosh Baruch Hu is with us and taking care of us in the everyday. Kadosh Baruch Hu is with us and taking care of us and looking over our shoulders, even when we don't know and couldn't feel that tap. And so that's something to think about as we prepare over the next couple of weeks for Purim, to recognize it's going to be a day of extraordinary simcha, not shallow simcha, but profound simcha, and a very multi-dimensional type of simcha. And perhaps part of the hachana that we can do is to prepare for Purim by thinking about the things that we can take joy in. Prepare for Purim by thinking about what are the ways in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care of me? The ways in which they happen so often that I often forget to think about them and I stop noticing them. And to come to a Purim with a stack in my pocket of reasons to be happy. To come to Purim with a stack in my pocket, a list of the ways in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care of me, and to pour all of that into the extraordinary simcha of Purim.